Right now on Robin Hood Radio, it is time for us to take a look at that incredible tri-state forecast. Incredible, I might say. Let's bring in the incredible Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. Why is it incredible?
We went right from fall into winter. I mean, boom. Hello.
Yeah.
The switch was flipped.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll stay flipped.
Well, I hope.
I just don't. I mean, now, you know, it's a cool trend right now, but I don't think it got as cold as I thought it was going to get. What's your temperature there this morning?
Well, at the station, it's 32.
Oh, okay. So it did. Okay. So a lot of places didn't fall as cold. There's even a little bit of snow shower activity north of us.
We had a little sleet in the area yesterday in some places.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, there was a little snow last night up across Vermont, New Hampshire.
I'm not talking about a lot. I'm just talking about like it might have come down for like 20 seconds or so. So, some places. But
and well, you know, it'll be a sunny day. It'll be brisk, and the high is 45 to 50. Tonight, I think it'll be colder, clear, cold, frosty, 25 to 30. Sunny to partly cloudy, milder tomorrow by about 10 degrees, 55 to 60. Little bit of light rain on Saturday. Again, it's not a big deal. 60 to 65, and then sun and clouds and brisk Sunday with the highs in the low 50s. So just a little bit of rain expected on Saturday. I think most of it will occur in the morning, and you may even see a little sun in the afternoon. So it's not a big deal.
Okay, well, Clara checked in from East Canaan where it's 29.
There you go.
29
degrees.
I've got my furnace on. It's been on now for well over a week, which is the earliest it's been on in a long time at the start of season.
Yeah, we have ours on too, unfortunately. But
I hope you were right. I disconnected all my air conditioners. They're all disconnected now.
Oh yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. And they put out a freeze warning, by the way, from midnight tonight until. To what time? 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right, so we'll get another morning like this morning then.
Yeah, it should be a little bit colder.
A little bit colder. Well, at this point, a little bit's not. If it's 4 degrees colder, it's not going to feel that much difference.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know, most people do expect this. So, we talked yesterday about. I said the potential of a nor'easter. Remember, I told you.
Yeah.
Late next week, when the weekend, Halloween weekend. And some of the models backed off on that yesterday. Now they're back on it today. I still think this time next week we will be talking about some sort of a storm. But it'll take at least a week. Up until that point, Marshall, little if any significant precipitation. So very dry, dry period, which, as you know as well as I do, we haven't seen a dry stretch of weather in a long, long time.
Well, I mean, we need it. So, you know, we're all caught up in rain and stuff.
Oh, we sure are. Yeah, we don't have to worry about anything. You're absolutely right. On that note, we won't have to worry about a storm until maybe this time next week or later. And that means nice and quiet here in the Weather Center for me.
Well, it's good. So not next weekend we have to start worrying about.
Yeah, but do you have anything planned?
I never plan that far out in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. How can I?
I told you this Saturday I go to Long Island. My sister is having her annual Halloween dinner for the family. So I go.
Are you getting along with the sister, or is this sister you don't get along with?
No, this is the sister that I pretty much get along with.
Okay.
The other sister I get along with, but you know, she hasn't seen the house yet. It's 2.5 years. She still hasn't come up to see the house, and she'll text me from time to time, but she'll never pick up the phone to call. And she claims that the reason she doesn't is because I don't. So two wrongs don't make a right, I guess.
This is kind of like Korea and the United States.
Yeah, right. I just don't understand it. I mean, I would call her all the time. She never picked up the phone. So after a while, I just gave up and just said, you know, hey, you know what? The phone does go both ways. So, you know, again, she's still upset.
That you moved.
That I moved. Huh. Yep. Yep. what was the word? I abandoned her.
Well, maybe she should find another man in her life.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Is she married?
No.
She was. Right, there you go.
She was, and she's divorced. So I agree with you. Maybe she should find somebody. Yeah, I doubt it she does it at this stage of the game. Some people just like things to complain about.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, you know? And this is a good thing to complain about.
That's probably why they got divorced.
Yeah, that was rocky. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming a long, long time before she did. But anyhow, the National Weather Service,
yes,
NOAA, is supposed to issue their long-range winter forecast today.
Yes.
Are you sitting on the edge of your seat?
No, because I know what it's going to be.
You do, right? I've
seen two other meteorologists that issued their forecasts. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're two people that I respect. Bradfield is no longer on Channel 30, but he still talks about the weather on Facebook and stuff. And there's another guy that operates an internet weather service, kind of just like secondhand on the internet. Okay. But their forecasts always kind of match up with yours. It's pretty interesting, both of them basically are calling for what you're calling for. They think there's going to be more snow this winter, a lot more snow, but they also think that there's going to be a lot more other precipitation as well.
Right, which is what I kind of think. I still think we have. I mean, hope for it, yeah.
And it could go. I guess it could go either way, but it's obvious we're going to have more precipitation, whatever it is this year, and we're going to have those incredible changes where all of a sudden you get a mild week in there or two. There's going to be a continual off and on thaw. That's what I'm predicting. That's what I'm expecting for this winter. I'm expecting a pretty lousy winter, actually.
It's going to be a lousy winter. And again, it's going to be very similar to the winter of 2002. Yeah, 2002, 2003. That's the analog. So anybody keeps records, go back to your winter of 2002, 2003. You'll have a pretty good idea what this is going to be looking like. At least it's similar in my books.
The only thing different when the National Weather Service, NOAA, releases their long-term forecasts,
right,
they use all these terms like supernova, dova, what's that thing called? El Nino, non Nino.
Polar vortex.
Pro Nino. They'll throw all those words in there. But basically, it's basically going to be a forecast that says we're going to have more big things happen all the time. Because that's what the weather is now.
Right. You're right. We talked about this, the extremes. Yeah. So it's going to be a rough winter. We've been through many rough winters, and we'll get through this one.
I'm going to have an automatic starter put in the Jeep.
There you go. By the way, did you get to see that the Lady Gaga movie, A Star Is Born?
No.
Are you a Lady Gaga fan? I'm not.
I'm not a big fan of hers. I don't dislike her. I just don't follow her. So I admire.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm curious to see it. I mean, I've heard mixed reviews. Some people say it's phenomenal, worthy of Oscar. Other people said, well, you know, they basically were able to sit through it. That's what my friend David said. His wife said, oh, I loved it. He said, yeah. He said, well, I was able to get through it. And then I said to myself, I'm going to probably see that. I don't know when, but
I want to see.
Go. Yeah,
I want to see Old Man with a Gun with Robert Redford. I want to see that.
That looks good. Yeah. That looks good. Yes. And when is your Godzilla movie coming out? Not till next summer.
Not till next summer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to wait.
We have to wait a while for that.
Okay.
And then it'll be Godzilla versus King Kong after that. So.
Rather than that, should be interesting.
We got these all. We got Godzilla lined up for a while.
Okay. Yeah, he's got steady work. Good for
That's
him.
Right. All right. Speaking about steady work, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye bye, Roger.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.